Welcome to Tulsa Topics Soundstream Internet Radio. Coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. Music, news, interviews, and much more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Booker T. Washington Marching Band. Thank you so very much, Glenn, for our festivities on this great, glorious day. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very historic day in the life of our city, Tulsa, and our county, Tulsa County. To paraphrase, this is the day the taxpayers have made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Today is the day, as a result of two government entities coming together for the common good of the region known as Vision 2025. We are here in ceremony to honor the wishes of our citizens, that we break ground to build an event center that will not only be a gathering place, an entertainment venue, but also because of its design and renowned architect, a reason to make Tulsa a point of destination. Now, we have two principal leaders in this endeavor, Mayor Bill LaFortune and County Commissioner Bob Dick. But they represent many, many people behind the scenes who have donated their time and their money to make today a day to remember for us all. Can you imagine all the public meetings, all the committee meetings that were held, and the emotions that were spent on this project? And to those behind the scenes and to those public leaders, we say thank you. But it is the voters that made today possible. Today, they are, for the most part, at work. They could not be here. But let the word go forth from this time and place that while all the voters could not be here, they caught the vision. They understood the timing of this project, and they approved the vision. It was the dedicated voter who took time out of his or her busy schedule that day to vote and to approve the entire vision, and in particular this project. And so as we are assembled here at what will be the very center of the new event center, join me in saying thank you to the voters of Tulsa and Tulsa County. Mayor Bill LaFortune worked tirelessly with the leadership team and County Commissioner Bob Dick to present the Vision 2025 projects to the public. And the arena is the centerpiece of that project, which was approved September 9, 2003. And for the last 2 years, we have seen the project develop from the hiring of Tulsa Vision Builders to oversee the marketing and construction of this arena, designed by Cesar Pelli and Associates as they partnered with our local firm, Matrix. The vision has always been to create an icon for the community, a center that will be a signature piece of artwork recognized throughout the world. Mayor LaFortune has been very instrumental in this process. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Mayor of the City of Tulsa, Mayor Bill LaFortune.
Thank you. Good morning. First, I'd like to introduce several dignitaries. I'll ask you to stand and please hold your applause until we've introduced the last one, and I'd ask you to give them a big round of applause. Those of them worked very, very hard on this project. try to get as good a list of everybody as we could. So when I get the names we have, I'm going to ask the rest of the students to stand up also. They can be recognized. First, County Commissioner Wilbur Collins. State Representative Lucky Lambert. Sheriff Stanley Lamb. District Attorney Tim Harris. Judge Greg Riddell, District Court of Tulsa County. Counselors of the City of Tulsa, Susan Neal, Bill Markson, Chris Medlock, Roscoe Turner, Tom Baker, Jim Martino, Randy Sullivan, Bill Christensen, Jack Henderson. I see Mayor Vic Freeland of the State of Tulsa and Mayor Carter from Broken Arrow. You both will please stand. Any other elected official who is here, please stand so we may recognize him also. State Representative. Let's give them all a big round of applause. Also, I want to recognize my wife, Kathy, and my son, Billy, and my daughter, Olivia. If you please stand, give them a round of applause. After all, young people like Olivia and Billy, it's what it's really all about, isn't it? What we're here today about. We're blessed, we're truly blessed to be here today, to have this building to celebrate, as so many are suffering throughout the world. Of course, first and foremost, those victims, those displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Our prayers and our thoughts are with them. And we'd like to ask Pastor Jim Miller from First Presbyterian Church in downtown Tulsa if he would honor us and honor them with a prayer for them. Pastor Jim Miller.
Governor of Louisiana, Anthony Blanco, has requested that we join together nationwide and beyond in our prayers for those who have suffered such devastation. Let us pray together. Ever faithful and compassionate Lord, on this beautiful day in Tulsa, as we're about to celebrate new beginnings, our hearts are turned toward the people of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, in the aftermath of Katrina, this catastrophic tragedy. Grant strength and courage as only you can do to the people. And hear our prayers for the rescue workers, the police and fire departments, the medical community, those who serve in public health, the mayors and governors of affected areas, and the many, many teams who seek to orchestrate the best possible response. Hold those whose lives have been upturned and devastated tight and grant hope to them. Lord, hear our prayers. From the many faith traditions out of which we come, we offer these prayers. As a Christian, I pray.
Say, Representative, that I pointed out, Jabbar Shoemaker, North Tulsa. Jabbar, thank you so much for being here. John Early certainly touched on this. Today would not be possible without the efforts of thousands, literally thousands of Tulsans. First and most important, citizens who voted yes for Vision 2025. they recognized that we had to do something big, bold, to move Tulsa forward. They recognized that Tulsa had to build, invest in our infrastructure to remain competitive with similar cities. They recognized, those citizens who voted yes, that Tulsa had to build to provide facilities that would serve as the foundation for Tulsa's future economic growth. Those citizens, with their foresight, recognized that Tulsa had to build facilities and amenities that would serve us for decades to come. For us, but most importantly, as I said, and we should never tire of this theme, for our kids and our grandkids. Those same citizens rejected the negativism of some. Those same individuals who were content with the status quo, content to go by decade after decade with no major public facility improvements, all the while watching almost every other comparable city, including Oklahoma City, move past us, leaving us in their construction dust. But today, I say to you, no more. No more to Oklahoma City, no more to Des Moines, no more to Omaha. Tulsa is alive and well. We're going to compete. We're going to build this arena. We're going to develop the river. We're going to build over $100 million in higher education, research, and medical care facilities. We are going to build, and then build some more. We are building Tulsa's future. You will see it take shape right here before your eyes from this day forward. The Booker T. Washington Band just played the song "Get Ready, 'Cause Here I Come," and we mean it. Get ready, here Tulsa comes. Oh yes, cranes in the air. There'll be plenty of cranes here over the next several months. But you might also look at some already finished and well underway projects with some cranes, like the Air and Space Center in Collinsville yesterday, the Fairgrounds improvement, OU Tulsa at 41st and Yale, Morton Healthcare in North Tulsa. Oh yeah, we got cranes in the air. We kept our pledge to people. And in less than 3 years, this masterpiece of Caesar Pelli will serve for decades as Tulsa's icon and a point of pride for all of us. It'll also be functional. It'll be comfortable. Unique. With events that will appeal to all Tulsans from every walk of life. Concerts. Ice shows. Talent games, Oiler games, rodeos, religious events, conference tournaments, sporting events of all kinds, specialized events, you name it. They're coming. We've seen it. You build it, they will come. Right, Mayor Breland? We're going to do it right here in the city of Tulsa, too. How do we get to this historic moment? As I said, first and foremost, our citizens got us here. But what about one of the greatest coalitions ever built? We've heard from some of our perennial negative voices that we claim to be coalition builders, but we're not. I'm afraid they might have been asleep during the Vision 2025 process. in what has now been a coalition building effort recognized nationally by both the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the National Partnership for Most Livable Communities. Vision 2025 was unprecedented anywhere, anytime in the United States of America. Where else? You name it. Where else? And when? Could you have an occasion when cities, mayors, city managers, city councils, the county government, chambers of commerce, neighborhood associations, and so on, all came together united behind a single vision, a single plan. I call that a coalition, a major coalition, never before seen. And I congratulate everyone in Tulsa involved in that. Today we have special supporters who are helping us to celebrate this historic day. Bama Pi, BTW Marching Band, Booker T. Washington Marching Band. Let's give a big hand. CK&W Supply Inc. is a sponsor today. Cornelius Photocraft, Horizon Ballooning, a hot air balloon. Kirby Smith Machining, Machiner Inc., Paragon Painting, Inc., Pepsi Bottling Group, Tulsa, the Tulsa Parks Department, and WN Couch, Inc. From 2002 to 2003, we had our leadership team, a public-private partnership of volunteers who sorted through billions and billions of dollars of proposed projects and great ideas, but made the tough decisions to get to a final package. I'd like everyone to serve on that leadership team to please stand so we may recognize your efforts. Let's give them a big hand. The special significance of today is, as Cesar Pelli said, this serious groundbreaking we are celebrating is a commitment that the building will happen. To the citizens of Tulsa, our collective vision is becoming a reality. We are building a bolder, brighter future for generations to come. Back in 1776, the closing of the father of our country, George Washington, faced a pretty bleak situation in 1776 and wanted to rally his fellow countrymen to stay committed and to fight off. And he said a quote that I think applies. The quote is, "Perseverance and spirit have done wonders in all ages." Indeed, today, General and President George Washington has proven to be quite active. Because we're only here today because perseverance and spirit have done wonders in all ages, right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and also by the grace of God. Thank you all for everything you've done. We'll be back at the groundbreaking in a moment.
Is working together, the mayor representing the city, and now representing the county, is County Commissioner Bob Dick, who worked side by side with the mayor to spread the word of the Great Points of Vision 2025. We can say that if it were not for the leadership and the help of County Commissioner Bob Dick, we would not be here today. Ladies and gentlemen, say thank you to our County Commissioner, Bob Dick.
I'm used to following mayoral reports, and always get very rousing speeches and very detailed, informative speeches. With that, I had to add John Hurling today. What makes it very difficult is say anything more than what has been said, except to echo in some cases the pride that occurred in 2002-2003 between every local elected official throughout Tulsa County to come together and those groups, their leadership ability, what caused Vision 2025. I'll obviously reflect a little bit on the personal note by sitting here and walking down here, and as you walk into this, you realize how big this thing is. It's going to be a huge structure. But I harken back to the vision the county showed a couple of years ago before 2025 came about. And then we bought a building over there, which is now a headquarters of the sheriff. And the sheriff has assured me that he will assign someone to watch this construction minute by minute and report back to us any problems. In addition to that, Kirby Crow, the project manager for 4-6 and for the Vision 2025 projects, has assured me that we will place a camera that you, the voters, can watch the construction progress on our website, the Vision 2025. We have one out at the fairgrounds, and it gets a lot of hits. I suspect, Curtis, there's going to be a lot of people watching you all and the Vision Builder, John Snyder and Mark Boatwright. But you know what? I think you welcome that oversight. I think you welcome the investment of each of our citizens who showed it at the polls on September 9th and show it continuously as we go through this resurrection of the city of Tulsa. I was at Collinsville yesterday. So there are two great things that have happened in Tulsa County in the last 24 hours. The first one being in Collinsville, where Vision 2025 money was used to replace a burned-out fire station at EMT headquarters. $2.3 million for that project. That number pales compared to what we're going to spend on this project. But let me tell you how vital that was to that community and how vital all the projects in every community in Tulsa County. But we may need an EMT now. Stacy Ward and Hubert Rouse are there. Known both of them for many years. That young person is in good hands to be taken care of. But again, back to how each community not only receives from Vision 2025, but the giving that every community made. I know part of the comments in Collinsville yesterday was not only about what was happening in Collinsville, but how the voters of Collinsville also support what's happening here today. That was what happened during the process of 2025, the coming together of the leadership and of the voters of Tulsa County to see the common good and work together regardless of where the project might be. I would be remiss if I didn't try to call out a couple of specific names and organizations that were critical in the process and success of passing Vision 2025. And first and foremost, I would point out Ron King and Jay Clemens of the Tulsa Metro Chamber, who took the leadership role in helping get the funding that is necessary anytime you run a campaign. And I do appreciate it. Paula Marshall Chapman, who's the leadership, played a leadership role in that. Those are not bad things. Those are good things. And those are the people that do make a difference in our community and continue to make a difference no matter what is being said about them. And also a personal aside, there's a young man down here on the front row by the name of Roy Saunders. Roy Saunders, some of you have been around City of Tulsa business and Tulsa County business for a while. You'll remember that Roy was the original
events or executive director of the convention center when it was built and when it opened, as well as the Performing Arts Center. And Roy, it is so good to see you, and I know you're as excited about the new things, because I remember before, after 31 years and during that process, you were already talking about the needs to fix up what we have and to grow even bigger. So again, I say to Wilbert Collins, Randy Miller, Mayor LaFortune, and really, really importantly, Kathy LaFortune, thank you for the support during the process. It wasn't always easy. It wasn't always smooth, but it was always a labor of love and a feeling of mutual respect and admiration. And the view of the future and not just the view of today. So as we become a greater community, I believe so we become great in that process. Thank you all for being here.
Looks like the young man's going to be okay, so that's good news. So we have this vast piece of ground, and the buildings are gone, and for the most part it's all leveled out. Now what? Somebody's got to put it all together. And so Matrix President Steve Halter, he assembled the architectural and engineering team, which included Cesar Pelli and associates, and it was all a brilliant idea. And we want Steve to come here and speak about that. Matrix President Steve Halter. Steve?
Thank you, John. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner. I'm humbled to be up here as representative of what I believe truly to be the best assembled architectural and engineering team in the nation. The team is Matrix Architects Engineers, Cesar Pelli and Associate Architects, and Odell and Associate Architects, and 19 other local and national specialty consultants. I'd like to say how proud we are to be part of this, and what a diligent process the city and the county went through, the leadership team, the design review committee, the oversight committee, in their selection of the team to do the most important and largest project in the urban core ever. Groundbreaking has two significant meanings. The noun is a timeless, honored ceremony of the first turning of the earth that symbolizes and marks the dream beginning. That's the noun. That's the action. The adjective, groundbreaking, groundbreaking news, groundbreaking scientific event. Groundbreaking as an adjective is a truly original and innovative approach to a challenge. The challenge was provide a catalyst that puts Tulsa back on the map for major events and stops them to going to all of the cities that Mayor LaFortune mentioned. We not only will have an event center, we will have the greatest architectural event center and a new paradigm in event centers and arenas in the nation. The world moves so fast, and this facility is not just for us, it's for our children and our children's children. And the world moves so fast that there are days when the person or persons who say it can't be done are interrupted by the ones doing it, and we are doing it. A vision which was very carefully crafted by the best minds in Tulsa in collaboration becomes a goal when action is taken towards the achievement, and that action is taken. Our design team is 100% through design development, and we're in the construction document process right now in multiple packages with Tulsa Vision Builders. I would like to thank everyone who has believed in us and has the confidence in us. This project is beginning. You will see cranes in the air. You will see fantastic architecture taking the skies of Tulsa and becoming the catalyst for revitalization of downtown, both public and private development. And that's the goal. That's the goal. And the goal is for all of us, all citizens, to be proud to come downtown and proud of what we have achieved. With that, I would like to say thanks and acknowledge everyone on our team who is here today. Thank you very much. We are very proud to be part of this project.
Thank you, Steve, and we're proud of you as well. Now, it's come time to turn the dirt. Before we do that, Bart Boatwright, Project Director for Tulsa Vision Builders, would like to make a special presentation for the groundbreaking.
Thank you, John. Today is a real special event for us, and we'd like to express our gratitude to the county and to the city and all the public for making this possible. And we pledge to you all to make sure that this building goes up the way that it should, and it's something you'll all be proud of and want to bring your kids to for here and forevermore for their kids. So anyway, with that, I'd like to present a commemorative shovel to Mayor Bill of Fortune. Commissioner Bob Dick for the Tulsa County Commission. If Jay Clemens from the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention Visitors Bureau would come up. And I know Suzanne Stewart can't be here today, but I'll tell you what, she does a lot of work behind the scenes for this, and she's just tickled pink to be involved and knows what the future brings with this new facility for them. And last, I'd like to present a shovel to Steve Alter from Matrix. He's our leader for our team, for the architectural design team, and we're just real proud to have him as a part of this project, and we know that they'll do a great job in the design for this.
Let me present this to my wife, Kathy. His name is Chris Gibbs.
Well, the young man who fainted momentarily, I went back, and he's doing very well. He's coherent. His name is Chris Gibbs, and let's give Chris a great big hand. We're happy that he is swell. At this time, it's time for the formal groundbreaking just below the stage here. What I'm going to do is ask certain groups to come forward. Obviously, it'll be more than what we have in terms of shovels. So we'll have some staff telling who needs to stand right behind each shovel to do the formal groundbreaking. Then everybody else can just gather in. And again, a show of unity together in one group. Pastor Bill Shear is here.